Today we are in Genesis 37, 1 through 11. So if anybody wants to turn there. All right, what do we remember about last week? It's a weird question. Bible what? We had vacation Bible school last week, didn't we? We didn't study this. Do we remember what we studied the week before? I don't either. The week before we were talking about Jacob's family, how they drifted spiritually. Oh, that was the week before that. The week before, or the 2 weeks ago, let's do it that way. What happened to Rachel as she was giving birth? We studied all that. What did Jacob name Rachel's son? He named him Benjamin because he was the son of his old age. And then who all died during that period? Yeah, that's correct. All right, and then this week, we will again be in Genesis 37, 1 through 11. And to review last time we were here, how many sons did God give Jacob?
One.
One? Put it, millions? Eventually, yeah. He gave them, how many tribes of Israel are there? 12. You almost had it. All right. Okay, and let's see, what were the names of the two sons Jacob had with Rachel? Okay, and Benjamin and Joseph. All right. Okay, now these are the questions that will be arising on this one. Who was Jacob's favorite son? What were Joseph's dreams about? And how did Joseph's brothers respond to his dreams? So, again, Genesis 37, 1 through 11. Now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report to them, to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, as he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brother saw that their father loved him more than all his other brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and indeed your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brothers said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, "Look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed down to me." So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in his mind. Then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Alrighty. So, who was Jacob's favorite son? Joseph. All right. Joseph was Jacob made a colorful robe for him to show that he was especially loved. Why was that kind of odd that he would make a specific robe for his son to show him everybody who he was? All of his other brothers wore robes for working. The robe of many colors was a robe not for working, but as a prince, as a person above all the rest of them. So Jacob made this tunic for his son, so his son would be perceived to be a prince. What were Joseph's dreams about? Joseph's dreamed that his family would one day bow down to him. He probably ought not to have kept he should have kept the dream to himself, but instead he told his families. And the thing is, why did he tell them? He was young, 17 years old. He wanted to be the big man. So he was bragging about himself. How did Joseph's brothers respond to his dream? They what? God mailed it. Close. They were jealous of him. Not only did their father love him more, but now Joseph was claiming that he would rule over him. And all of his brothers were older than he was, so that was kind of disrespectful to his brothers. All right. God reigned over the sin of Jacob's family, rising up a kingly deliverer through it. Jacob's parents, Isaac and Rebekah, had favorites when he and Esau were growing up. Hadn't Jacob learned how many problems a father having a favorite could cause? So in a family, if we have favorites, we tend to give that favorite child more things. And the other children see them as being that special person that only their parents love. And a jealousy pops up. And as a parent, we shouldn't be pitting our children against one another. If we have a favorite, then the other ones are neglected. So Jacob didn't learn that lesson. So he had a favorite, and it wound up destroying his family, almost. But God was in control. Apparently not. Jacob had a favorite son too, the firstborn of his first wife, Rachel. Jacob wasn't shy about loving Joseph more than the other children. He put it on display for all to see, making a rich and colorful robe for Joseph. Joseph and his brothers were shepherds. It was a dirty and smelly job, and Jacob's sons surely wore ordinary clothes to do their job. All of them except Joseph. Joseph was the only one that wasn't wearing work clothes. Jacob's clothes clothed Joseph like a prince in the finest apparel. Every time his brothers saw him in his long flowing robes, they were reminded that he was the favorite of his father. To make matters worse, Joseph had two dreams. Both dreams revealed the same truth. He would indeed become a prince, and Joseph had no problem rubbing it in. So he was bragging about himself. You all will bow down to me like servants before a king, he informed his family. This was too much for Joseph's brothers. They despised him like Cain despised Abel. Their hearts were filled with hatred towards Joseph. They wished he was dead. But ruling over this messed up family, full of favorites, full of pride, full of jealousy, was God. God was in control, even through all the sin that they were embedded in these people. God was still in control of each of them. Though not mentioned once in this chapter, God was clearly at work in this family. He was the one who gave Joseph a royal robe and a royal dream. He did this to make clear that one day he would rise Joseph up to a position of higher honor and authority. This is not a story of a dad's favorite child, but a story of God setting apart a kingly deliverer through a very sinful family. Joseph would be raised up to save God's people, and his brothers would bow at his feet. But before this would happen, God would need to bring Joseph low. Why did Joseph's brothers hate him? Because he was a favorite. That's right. His father loved him the most and gave him a princely robe, so he put him above his younger or his older brothers, and he basically pitted his brothers against him. Where was God in the midst of this story? All. He was in it all. That's right. He was actively working to bring about his purpose. Jacob's favoritism, Joseph's pride, and the hatred of his brothers would all be used by God to bring to pass Joseph's dreams. He would rise as a prince to deliver God's family. If God used sin to bring about his purpose, does that make him sinful? So God being in charge over all his sin, does that make God sinful? No, it doesn't. God is perfect and holy. He never sins. Though he reigns over sin and orders it to accomplish his will, he never commits or is responsible for sin. Any questions? Any answers? All right. Yes, sir. What happened? You'll find out what happens next week. We'll find out. Stay tuned. All right. Yeah. All right. Peace out. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for all that you do in our lives. Father, we thank you for this wonderful story that it shows us as children, as adults, that we have responsibilities, Father, and that those responsibilities are dictated by you. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.